Joining us this morning with a legislative update, Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you and good to hear that health report because I don't think I've ever cleaned my earbuds.
Right. There you go.
That's a problem.
Well, I have to say you sound very energized and enthusiastic since the legislature has gone to recess.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to enter the rest and recovery phase. It's kind of a long process sometimes after a four-month legislative session. But, you know, usually there's a little bit of a lead up to the session, you know, a couple months out. And then after the session, there's a couple months of post-session wrap up where I've, you know, I made some visits, I'm speaking at some luncheons, I'm participating on some conferences and kind of doing the full debrief with the district about the four-month legislative session. And then before you know it, I'll probably be starting up pretty soon about looking ahead towards next session, developing some legislation, participating in my annual district-wide listening tour. And so things, you know, just have a way of sneaking up on us and the cycle picking up right where we left off here pretty soon.
No, but no doubt. Now, can you fill us in on what has been going on since the session let out, what you've been up to, and what's transpired?
Yeah, so basically on the home front, I have been able to participate in some conferences. I've toured a charter school facility that is an upstart in the Wenatchee area. I'm participating in the Chelan Douglas Republican Women's Luncheon here soon, and then also a ribbon-cutting event at our local museum for a project that we supported 2 years ago. And so So all that stuff's kind of going on. I'm still in close communications with my staff. We're still getting a lot of communications from constituents. But what's been interesting on the Olympia front is the governor's been signing or vetoing bills. And a couple of my bills, one related to utility wildfire, one on a hydrogen vehicles bill, both of those were signed by the governor. But the governor vetoed a key provision in his signature climate bill that is causing some concern among the transportation advocates. So the governor has done some interesting things with his signatures and vetoes since the session ended.
Interesting. Wildfire season. It's a hot topic, pardon the pun. There's droughts down in the southwest regions of the United States. We've got fires burning, well, one right now in the Swaukane Canyon.
Right.
We had some things that were passed to help us out. What can you tell us about wildfire from your perspective?
Well, I'm pleased because the state has really taken a significant effort in recent years. We kind of have two issues with wildfire. One is the long-term proactive forest health work that needs to be done to clear out the underbrush and thin the small diameter trees and really make our forests healthier so they withstand natural fires. That's really important, and that's more of a long-term proactive effort, but it's going to take a lot of resources to do that, and I've been a supporter of that in the legislature for some time. But then there's also the firefighting, the fire suppression. We need to increase our air assets, which we have done, to be able to put out the fires soon after they start rather than just trying to manage them once they get burning. And so being able to do that is going to be the challenge this summer or you know, this fire season, although the fire seasons just keep getting longer and longer. But the state has invested significantly more in wildfire, but I think we could have a potentially bad summer, and I just want people to be cautious about that, to be really mindful as we head into 4th of July. Because the last thing we want after a whole years-long pandemic basically being cooped up inside is to have a terrible summer of wildfire smoke and smoke us out and be able to not enjoy our quality of life. And also for a community like Chelan that's so dependent upon our visitors and our tourists, you know, we really, as our economy is now poised to be fully reopened, we really want to welcome that and have people in, and we definitely don't want to be smoked out. So that would be the last thing we'd want, and so we really have to be mindful of that. But we have a lot of resources. If there's a lot of fires on the West Coast and up into Canada, there's a lot of competition for air resources too. So we got to do our part locally if we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, as things wind down for you, Senator, what does your summer look like? I know you mentioned your listening tour. When will we be having that?
Yeah, usually the listening tour is in September, mm-hmm. so we start planning for it throughout the summer. It's going to be like a fifth or sixth annual listening tour. Hopefully we can do most of that in person. We might do a little bit of hybrid work. And then I'm still going to continue to reach out to constituents and do my visits and kind of prepare my legislation for next year, both to try to fully understand all the ramifications of what happened this year and then better position ourselves to what would help our district for next session. So I'm going to be focused on that. If it is a bad wildfire summer, I'm going to be very involved interacting with local and state and federal officials. And I just hope that's not the case. I hope I get a chance to take a family vacation somewhere in there too.
No doubt about it. Senator Hawkins, we appreciate your time this morning. Anything else we need to get out?
Oh, that's all. I will be available for constituents throughout the summertime if people have questions. And we have been getting a lot of email communication and phone calls still. So we appreciate that. My office is here to help. And so if people have questions or concerns or feedback, please reach out anytime.
Senator Brad Hawkins making a community connection this morning. Thank you so much for your time once again. Do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Likewise. Yeah, be well now.